Indeed they are, the Kickin' Grass Band. Let's give them another round of applause, if you would, please. Oh, boy. Now, you can enjoy them again this afternoon, as they mentioned, at 5:45. The Kickin' Grass Band will be on the Catskill stage, and that will be presented by the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company and the Rhythm and Roots Festival, which is the other festival that the folks here at Grace Fox sponsor every year. Also coming up, Bear Tracks with the incredible Junior Barber on the Dobro. He will be doing a show at the Creekside stage at 4 o'clock. And if you are not that warmed up and want to do a little dancing, well, there'll be a welcome dance at 4 o'clock with John Kirk, Trish Miller, and Quickstep, and this will be on the Catskill stage. We have the famous photographer Darwin Davidson right now. And he, did I say Davidson? I should have said Darwin Davis. He's going to give you a little bit of Darwin's theory. Go ahead, Darwin.
Well, don't go away too far, Bill, because we started a tradition quite a few years ago, but I haven't been here for 2 years. So I had to make up for it and bring the giant economy size Moxie. Oh. This man is a Moxie fanatic.
Yes.
Fanatic. So, Bill, on behalf of the folks in Maine, here's your Moxie, man.
It says, live your life with Moxie, and I will do that. Thank you, Darwin. I will immediately put that in some refrigerator out here. Moxie actually is the world's oldest soft drink. It goes back to about 1887. And their slogan used to be, learn to drink Moxie, because if you ever get a can, please don't judge it by the first sip. You got to get through the bottom of the can before you decide whether you like it or not. It used to be a national drink, and then all of a sudden Coca-Cola just put it back into being a New England drink. And the term, you got a lot of Moxie, came from this soft drink. So some people say it sort of tastes like a sour Dr. Pepper. I like to say it sort of tastes like motor oil mixed with Laboris. I think that's about the closest I get to it. Anyway, got to tell you about some of the things going on here. Then I'm going to put that on the refrige. We want to thank Stelling Banjos. Jeff Stelling has been donating a custom-made banjo to benefit the Gray Fox Bill Vernon Memorial Scholarship for more than 20 years. Bill Vernon, a great MC here at the old Winter Hawk Festival, a disc jockey, liner notes, historian, just all-around great person, the Bill Vernon Memorial Scholarship. And this year's no different. The lucky raffle winner will be announced on Saturday night. So we ask that you visit the raffle booth, buy some tickets, and see if you can win a one-of-a-kind, handcrafted Stelling banjo. WorldwideBluegrass.com. That's one word, WorldwideBluegrass.com. You might want to send a message home to your friends and family that aren't lucky enough to be here at Gray Fox. Steve from the WorldwideBluegrass.com will be streaming live from the festival, and just check it out, as we say, on WorldwideBluegrass.com. Also, we'd like to thank Eastman Strings. Eastman Guitars and Mandolins have been supporting Gray Fox for years by donating a fiddle for the raffle. Now, this year, they've decided to try something a little different, and we think that you're going to love it. You can enter for a chance to win a custom Eastman archtop guitar. Of course, Eastman makes many fine instruments, so stop by their booth down by the Creekside stage and check out their guitars, mandolins, and much more. We will take a quick break and allow our next band to do up some setups. Check through some of the great bits of information you have here in your program to let you know what's going on all over the grounds today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.